All right, so let's get right to it. How important are vitamins to our overall health?
Vitamins are unbelievably important to our health because, you know, again, the vitamins are the cofactors to all the reactions in our body. So, you know, we wouldn't be able to make anything, nor transmitters or hormones or anything, without the vitamins to kind of run the system.
I see. And when you're choosing the right vitamin for a particular patient, or if somebody's out there right now looking to get the right vitamin, what should they be looking for?
Well, one of the problems I found with a lot of the vitamins, and I really, you know, the companies that I use, I actually physically go look at their plants. I look to make sure where they're sourcing.
You actually go there?
I've actually flown to some of them. I've flown out to Wisconsin. I've, you know, gone to Orlando. I actually want to know what country of origin they're getting their product from, whether they're core sampling their product, whether they're testing their product for impurities, and, you know, making sure that they have the right chemical makeup. You know, the problem with most of the vitamins is they also don't dissolve very well. So a lot of the vitamins we take over the counter don't even get absorbed. They come out whole on the other end.
Wow. See, now, that there's no other doctor I've ever heard of who actually goes and visits the plants where the vitamins being made to make sure their patient is getting the best possible vitamins they can. That's why you got to go to pizzahealth.com and become a patient of Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Okay, so how important is the accuracy of the dosing?
The dosing is very important because you need to make sure that not only you're getting absorbency, but the body needs certain amounts of specific items. And you need to make sure, I mean, in some patients, when everything's really off, we can have the vitamins custom made for them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. There's a couple companies that we can actually send in. If you need, you know, 600 milligrams of magnesium instead of 250, we can have the vitamin custom designed just for you.
Wow. Okay, so a lot of people now think they're their own doctor, and they go on WebMD and they think they got it all figured out, which, you know, is the silliest thing I've ever heard of. And then they go to the organic store, to the vitamin store, and they start making their own vitamin cocktail, basically, and go on it for a long, prolonged period of time. That's not a very good idea, is it? They should consult a doctor like yourself before they start a real long-term regimen of vitamins, right?
They should, because certain vitamins are absorbed differently. Certain things like the B vitamins are water-soluble. But if you take too much of one kind, you can actually affect another vitamin, like zinc and copper kind of go together. So if you take way too much zinc, you lower copper.
And
vice
right?
versa. Yeah, okay. So you have to have the balance of them. And if you take, you know, you got to know what you're taking, and you got to know how to mix them. And then, of course, there's different kinds. There's six different kinds of magnesium. So which one do you take? Some are absorbed, some are not. Some are great for the intestinal system if you're constipated, but they're not very good if you're trying to absorb. So we look at the vitamins of what kind of product they put in there, you know, what we're trying to do with the vitamin, and mix it up, you know. So I have several different ones I use in the office.
So again, a teensy bit of information could actually be bad because you think, okay, I need to take magnesium. So you're just going out there and you're going to grab the wrong one. And with the foods today not giving us as much vitamins as they used to, because again, they're not the same quality, we really need to make sure we're getting everything just right. Tell me about a risk or a concern for contamination within vitamins.
Well, again, that comes from country of origin in a lot of cases. You know, there's a lot of different countries. You know, I try to make sure a lot of ours don't come from China because they have a lot of lead. Like calcium has a lot of lead in it. It's well known for lead toxicity.
Is that right? Okay. So calcium is one they really need to be looking for. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like lipoic acid is a very common, you know, nutrient that a lot of people take. But all the studies are done on Italian lipoic acid. So, again, if you're getting it from a different country, it may not be effective. And, again, the dosing on a lipoic acid, you got to watch out for. So on these, we're making sure that the person's getting the exact, you know, formulation, the exact country that gives you the best variety or the best, you know, absorbency and the best efficacy, and then making sure that they're not distorting if they're taking too much of one thing affecting another part of the body.
Well, that brings me to an interesting question. So if you go to the vitamin aisle there in the store, how much of those vitamins do you think are made overseas somewhere as opposed to here in the United States?
Well, the thing is, a lot of people think that over-the-counter nutraceuticals are not regulated. But they are fairly, there's a lot of regulation out there. There's a lot of rules written for them. It's just a lot of the companies don't abide by the rules because they're not enforced. So if you, there's no way you're going to get a quality version of a specific vitamin for $2
right.
or $5, because how is that company going to make sure they're getting the best quality? They're testing it. They're doing all the sampling. They're quarantining. There's no way they can do that for that low price.
Right. So you get what you pay for, basically.
Very
But again, with quality control, you go that extra mile and actually go to the facilities of vitamin manufacturers to ensure that they're doing a quality process. When you go there, do you really study what they're doing? Do you bring the white glove, the whole deal, Doc, and just, call them out on stuff?
Well, actually, they'll take you through. I've gone, you spend almost a whole day there, and they go ahead and they'll show you the paperwork of what country they get. And that's the first thing. If I can't visit the facility, I will specifically ask them, what country of origin is all your product coming from? Let me see the core sampling. Let me see, what you're doing. Like the vitamins that we use the most of the time in our office, they actually micronutrient tested their patients ahead of time and afterwards to make sure the absorbency was there and they were getting the levels up. What's really interesting is one of our colleagues, we just decided to experiment. So we took him off all his vitamins because, both of us eat a pretty clean diet, so we eat pretty well. And took him off everything for a month, micronutrient tested his blood and everything. He came up deficient on almost everything.
Wow.
There was only like 5 things he was still adequate on. And that's with a good, healthy diet.
And that's with a good, healthy diet. So someone who's eating a poor diet really is vitamin deficient and could be looking at serious health issues. All right, so again, most people don't even know where to start when it comes to a good supplement or a vitamin. When you have a patient come into the office and you're examining them, what are the indicators you're looking for? And then what are those first steps as far as getting them right on the right vitamin regimen?
Well, as I said, almost everybody is deficient in micronutrients. So we put everybody in our office on some form of vitamin, whether it be, if we're putting somebody on a low-calorie diet, we use the one that has, ramped up extra nutrients in it with a lot of the phytonutrients, which are the things from the fruits and vegetables that people hear about, like apines and resveratrols, things like that. If we're doing somebody with hormones, we have a vitamin that's specific for hormone regulation, which regulates a lot of the hormones. So it kind of depends on what they're there for. We have children's vitamins, mainly because my daughter, I wanted a good quality vitamin for her. So I have a pharmaceutical company that does children's vitamins, and a lot of my patients wanted them for their kids. So we have a chewable children's vitamins, teen vitamins. It depends on what age group and what issues they have.
As you're listening to this, guys, if you're not getting on peaksofhealth.com right now, you're crazy, because I don't know any other doctor that spends this much time making sure that and go to the plant, do the examining of it to make sure it's right. So you have all this available at your place at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Can only patients have access to this, vitamins and supplements, or do you carry it for everybody?
No, anybody can come in and get the vitamins and supplements. I mean, we use pharmaceutical companies, and they only sell to physicians. So I just kind of felt like, it wasn't fair that other people didn't have access to it. So you don't need to be a patient to get them. My patients get a little bit of a discount on them, but, anybody can come in and get them.
And you have so many different – and what I really love, too, is that you don't just educate yourself. You educate the public. You have a seminar coming up on the 27th. That one's about thyroids, right? And you told me that one's already filled, but you're setting up another one, so people can still register, and you'll start a second one for the thyroid coming up. So everybody needs to go to, again, peaksofhealth.com or call 727-826-0838. And you do these seminars on a regular basis on different topics, right?
Yeah, this weekend I'll be at a fair in Dunedin that's doing a whole thing for good health and and families and children. So I'll be talking about children's obesity and diabetes. That's on the 22nd in Dunedin. Mm-hmm. And then we have the seminar coming up on the 27th.
Right, and then you have one coming up October 11th, which is going to be on brain, memory, and fitness. So again, you try to cover all the aspects. So a well-educated patient is a good patient, right?
Exactly. I mean, I spend a lot of time educating my patients because, again, if you tell the patient why they're doing something, it makes more sense to them, so they're more likely to follow your directions than just tell them to do it.
That's right. So all you out there listening, your mother was right. Take your vitamins, okay? Take good care of yourself and go see Dr. Tracy Lenhart, who's the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Again, go to peaksofhealth.com or call 727-826-0838 today and get yourself over there. She is one of the best doctors in the country, maybe in the world, and using a unique cutting-edge practice where she takes a lot of time with the patients. She acts like a detective. She really tries to figure out what's going on. And again, does all this extra work even on vitamins and education. Dr. Tracy Lenhart, thanks for everything you do for our community, and thanks for coming here every Tuesday morning.
Well, thank you.